This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رب العالمين والصلوات الله وسلامه على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope that everyone is doing well, inshaAllah ta'ala. I pray and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep everyone safe and protected from this virus that we know so well as coronavirus COVID-19. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open His doors of mercy and rahmah and maghfirah, His doors of mercy and His doors of forgiveness upon us, and make it easy for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to learn this deen. And tonight we are starting a new chapter, inshaAllah. We concluded the chapter on the etiquettes of the Qur'an last week, and we will be beginning the chapter on the etiquettes of as-salam, the etiquettes of giving salam or salutations, greetings to one another. And so as we begin on this journey of a new chapter, you know, the chapter of the etiquettes of salam, bab adab salam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His salam, His peace, His blessings, His rahmah upon us. As we say in a dua, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, hayyina rabbana bis salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, or tabarakta, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, hayyina rabbana bis salam, right? So we'll continue inshallah ta'ala. I usually try to delay a little bit at the beginning to get people on, because everyone gets that notification and then they need to drop what they're doing and come on. But we'll kick right into it inshallah ta'ala, okay? Bab adab as-salam. To begin, we're going to be looking at some examples of the salam, okay? We're going to be looking at some examples of conveying salutations to one another. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, this is in Surah An-Nur, verse number 27.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, right? This is, again, a lesson for us. Anytime we hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call out to the believers, we need to pay close attention and listen up. Okay, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to tell me now? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, O you who believe, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ. Do not enter homes that are not yours, حَتَّى until تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, until you've asked permission, وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And once you've asked permission, or by asking permission, seeking that permission to enter the house, but also to convey salutations to the occupants of that home, right? To greet the people of that home with أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Also, an example that we see in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when you are greeted, right? وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ. When you are greeted, someone greets you with a greeting, then respond with a better greeting, or at least something similar. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you're greeted with assalamu alaykum, then respond with wa alaykum assalam, or with wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, or with wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so respond to someone's salam with the equivalent or something more. The Prophet ﷺ, when explaining the hadith of the creation of Adam alayhi salam in this particular hadith that we know of, that we actually spoke about last week, I believe, last week or the week before. In the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to, you know, give salam to the angels. فقال السلام عليكم. So he says to the angels, السلام عليكم. And the angels respond to Adam alayhi salam by saying, السلام عليك ورحمة الله. فزادوا ورحمة الله. Right? So we see that the angels increased in their response to the salam of Adam alayhi salam. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. We know this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter Jannah until you believe. You will not enter Jannah until you believe. Okay, what does that mean to believe? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا. And you will not believe until you love one another, right? Until you have love for each other. Now, this is showing us an element of the completion of our belief. This doesn't mean that you can believe in everything else, but because there's some love missing in your heart that you are not a believer. What it means is that this is an addition to or a completion or a perfection of our belief. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. None of you will enter into paradise until you believe. And none of you will believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُّوا. None of you will believe until you love one another. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I tell you about something that if you were to do it, you will acquire love for each other? Now, of course, every single one of us knows this hadith really well, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam, right? Spread salam, salutations, greetings amongst yourselves. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread that salam to one another, amongst yourselves. That will increase the love that we have for each other, and the love that we have for each other is a completion of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman, thus guaranteeing or affirming the fact that we are from the people of paradise, right? That we need to continue to do this. Now, of course, there are many other narrations as well, indicating or hinting certain things that we need to do in order to believe. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says that you will not truly believe, right? As in your belief, once again, is not going to be perfected, polished. حتى, until you love for someone else what you love for yourself. حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. And of course, when you hear that statement, you love for your brother, it also means what you love for your sister. حتى, until we acquire that love for each other, right, in our hearts, that I would want someone else to have something before I have it myself. I would want to see someone else enjoy it before I enjoy it myself. That is a part of completing our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said as well. For those of you who are just joining us, we just began the chapter on the etiquettes of السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, the etiquettes of salam. And we're just giving some proofs and evidences of salam before we get into the topics themselves. So here we see another hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ. حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ سِتٌ. Right? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the right of a believer upon another, sorry, the right of a Muslim upon another Muslim are six. So there are six rights of the Muslim upon the Muslim. And the very first thing that he mentions, and that's the most important part of it, is إِذَا لَقِيتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. When the Muslim meets another Muslim, he gives him salam or gives her salam. Okay, they greet with salam. Now I'm going to pause here and ask you a question. These are the six rights of the Muslim upon the Muslim. In one hadith, the five rights of the Muslim upon the Muslim, okay, which are the same. And then the narration of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, have 6 points. Do you want to know all six of them, or are you sufficient with just, or you know, are we able to suffice with just one? So let me see in the chat or in the comment section, how many of you are okay with just learning one of these rights and you don't want to know any of the other five? Just let me know in the comment. Do you want to learn all six? Shall I explain the six to you now, or should we just suffice with one? Well, only two of you have responded so far. So that means maybe we'll only give two. Okay, three people, four people, five people, six people. All right, that's six. Now we need another six people to say that they want to know all six as well before I give all six. So one. All right, yalla, bismillah. Two. Nadeem bhai, mashallah. Yalla, I need some more people. I need four more people to say they want to know all six. Otherwise, we'll only give two. You got your chat box there, your comment section. You could just type it in, all six or all of them or six, whatever you want. Yalla, I want to see who's paying attention. I need four more people to say they want to know all six. Otherwise, we're only going to give two. Okay, that's three. I need three more people. Can't leave five donuts out of six Krispy Kremes. Well, hey, if you're going to be delivering six Krispy Kreme donuts, bismillah. All right. Khalas, my wife actually just messaged me and said, tell them all six. Everything. Khalas, so we have no choice. So the brothers are, you know, they're just cleaning the masjid. It was Friday today, and they did half of the cleaning earlier, and they're doing the other half now. They're actually cleaning right outside my door. So if you hear the vacuum a little bit, just ignore it, inshallah, okay? So what are the six rights of the Muslim upon the Muslim? First of all, as we saw, when you meet him, greet him. So the first one is, when you meet a Muslim, greet the Muslim. Assalamu alaikum. That is the right of the Muslim, right? The second is, when he invites you, respond to him. So when someone invites you, accept the invitation, unless you have a valid, you know, reason, you have something else going on, you're unable to make it or whatnot. But, you know, the importance of accepting the invitation, we learned last Sunday in class, you know, in our essential fiqh class, the importance of accepting the invitation. Okay. So the first one is, when you meet him, greet him. Second, when he invites you, respond to him. Number three, when he seeks counsel, give him advice, right? When someone comes to you and seeks advice, give them advice, right? Share some advice with that person. You may say, you know what, I'm not someone who has advice, but go to this person. That's advice as well, right? That doesn't mean, you know, sometimes people hear this hadith or, you know, they try to understand it themselves and they think, oh, I need to give them advice. If I don't give them advice, I'm, you know, not fulfilling the right of the Muslim upon the Muslim. Well, telling someone or guiding someone to where they need to go to in order to, mashallah, I see that comment there. You know, guiding someone to get the help that they need from someone else or somewhere else is advice as well. You know what, I may not know how to help you in this, but I know someone who can help you in this, and you guide them to that person, right? That's giving them the advice. So the first one is, when you meet him, greet him. When he invites you, respond to him. Third is, when he seeks counsel, share advice with him, right? Give him advice. Number four, when he sneezes and praises Allah, when someone, Acho, Alhamdulillah, then you would say, Yarhamukallah, or Yarhamukillah, or Yarhamkumullah, right? Make sure that you respond to the hamd, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that someone makes after sneezing. So if someone sneezes and doesn't say anything, then you don't have to say anything. But if someone sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, then you should respond by saying Yarhamukallah. Okay, you should respond by saying Yarhamukallah. And then they would respond by saying Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu balakum. So that's number four, the sneeze. So we have the salam, the invitation, the advice, and the sneeze. Number five, when he is sick, visit him. When a believer is sick, when a Muslim is sick, visit them. The visiting of the sick helps them to get better. It motivates them, makes them feel empowered, makes them feel like they have the ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even throughout their sickness, their illness, their difficult time. It makes them understand the importance of forgiveness, right? And they seek forgiveness. And we know that when someone is not well, you know, even the pricking of a thorn is a means of our forgiveness. And so, you know, when someone is sick, visit them. And of course, like I said last week, when we travel through this book, this journey on learning the etiquettes, we will have a chapter on visiting the sick as well. And we'll look at that, okay? Number six, when he dies, follow his funeral. When he dies, follow his funeral. So those are the six rites of the believer upon the believer. Okay, so we need to make sure that we follow through with the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I know that some of you are very clever and have invited me and, you know, messaged and said things like, would you accept dinner, a dinner invite, please? And I have an excuse. COVID-19. During this time of COVID, you know, it is very difficult for anyone to accept invitations. So please do, you know, forgive me during this time. But we do have advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit put during the time of a pandemic, right? Whenever there's a pandemic, we are meant to sit put, sit tight. So basically, the people of Peel and Toronto that are in lockdown, they shouldn't be coming to Halton, you know, to join us in prayers. They should stay within Peel and Toronto in order to contain the virus there and to avoid spreading it further. This is the advice that we get from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So jazakum Allahu khayran for all of you that have, you know, reached out with an invitation to invite me and are going to use a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to support your evidence in me not turning down your invitation. And dinner for me can actually mean something really small. So honestly, if you just give me a glass of water or if you give me a coffee or a tea, you know, we're good with that, inshallah ta'ala. You know, please sit tight during the pandemic, and after the pandemic is done, inshallah ta'ala, we'll see what we can do. Okay, we'll see what we can do. All right, now let's get into some of the different topics within this chapter of salam, giving salam. So it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say salam to another believer, but it is wajib, right? It is wajib to respond to the salam of a person. So when we see another believer, we should say assalamu alaikum to them. It's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see this haqqul muslimi ala al muslim, sit the rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim are six, right? And the first one is, of course, when you meet him, greet him, right? Greet that person with salam. But now we have to look at responding to the salam. Responding to the salam is actually compulsory. So giving salam is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you meet someone, give salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised, shall I tell you something that if you do it, it will spread love amongst you? Afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam, spread salutations amongst you. But then we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us a command in the Quran, you know, when someone greets you with a greeting, someone says salam to you, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Respond to their salam with something that is better than it or equal to it. So We're going to look at the differences in the salam, but if, for example, someone says assalamu alaykum, then you can respond with assalamu wa alaykum assalam, or with something better than it, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, or wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Okay, so it is from the sunnah to give salam, and it is wajib, right, to respond to the salam once it is given. And I use this sometimes at the beginning of some of my lectures, right? When I begin and I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everyone who's sitting there in the audience at an auditorium or in the masjid, you know, in the gathering, and I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and only 20 people respond, you know, it's the right of a Muslim to hear that response, right? To get a response from them. However, we're going to look at whether we all have to respond, or is it sufficient if some of us respond? Okay, we'll look at that shortly, inshallah. In fact, let's just take that right now, right? So if a man or a person, I should say, right? Because I'm just reading off of, you know, the book, and a lot of the time they'll use like male or female terms, and it's just general applying to everyone. So if someone is walking and comes across a group of people and says, assalamu alaikum, okay, someone's walking, comes across a group of people and says, assalamu alaikum. Does everyone in the group need to respond by saying, wa alaikum assalam? Or is it sufficient for one person to respond and say, wa alaikum assalam? And this is where we see Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said, yujzi anil jama'ah. He said, when people are passing by, it is enough if one of them gives a salutation on their behalf. So if one person is walking by a group, so here's the group and this is another group walking by, okay? And this person from the group gives salam to this group as they're passing by. So they're coming by and this person says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay? It's sufficient for that one person to give salam to the entire group. The whole group doesn't need to stop and say salamu alaikum. So now you have all these people. It's like this one says salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaikum, 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 salamu alaikum. That's why we've seen people develop this way of just saying salamu alaikum, 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 salamu alaikum. Right? People say it wrong. We need to make sure that we say salam properly. Assalamu alaikum. Right? Assalamu alaikum. It's important to say it properly because it's a dua, okay? It's a dua upon the people, okay? Now, he says, Ali radiallahu anhu says that it's sufficient for one person in a group that's passing by another group to say salam to that group. And it is enough for those that are sitting if one of them replies to the salam. So if only one person gives salam to the group passing by, and one person replies to that salam on behalf of the group, then that is sufficient. Did you get that? So it's sufficient, for example, if I'm standing up and doing a lecture and I say, salamu alaikum, and one or two or five of the 100 people say, wa alaikum assalam, that's sufficient, right? As in, it's an acknowledgement and a respond to your salam was done on behalf of everyone else. Okay, and so that is what we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sifatu salam. How do we say salam? So we say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that is the best salam to give or to say. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After that, as in that's the best, the next best would be to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the next best thing to say would be assalamu alaykum. And that is the least of them. Okay? So the least we should say is assalamu alaykum. And then if we want to say a little more, we can say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And if we want to say more than that, we can say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that is the best. That's the best salam. Why is that the best salam? Because that is the salam that we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, what should we say in response to that? أَمَّا صِفَةُ الرَّدِّ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ بِمِثْلِ السَّلَامِ أَوْ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. And we already mentioned this. So the description of the response of the salam should be وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ or وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ or وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. Okay? So if someone says assalamu alaykum, they can say وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ or وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ or وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. If someone says assalamu alaykum وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, then the response should be وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ or وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Okay? And now if someone says assalamu alaykum وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, then the response should be وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, and not less than that. Okay? Good. What is the evidence and proof for saying assalamu alaykum, and which one is better, to say assalamu alaykum or assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah or assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh? We see this in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? ما رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا مر على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that a man passed by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في مجلس, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in a gathering. فقال السلام عليكم, and so he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم. فقال عشر حسنات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about that person 10 rewards. Why? Because that person said assalamu alaykum, 10 rewards. فَمَرَّ رَجُلٌ آخَرُ فَقَالَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. And so another person passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said assalamu alaykum وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said فَقَالَ عِشْرُونَ حَسَنَةً, 20 rewards for that person. فَمَرَّ رَجُلٌ آخَرٌ فَقَالَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So another man walked by, another person walked by, and said, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثَلَاثُونَ حَسَنَةً, 30 rewards. Thus indicating to us that the best to say is, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. You get 30 rewards. And if you say wa rahmatullah and you end there, then you get 20 rewards. And if you say salamu alaykum, then you get 10 rewards, right? And so that's a hadith where it shows us the importance of saying the full salam if we want to get more rewards. Every single one of us wants more rewards. So we need to stop just saying assalamu alaykum. We should say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But there's nothing wrong if we just say assalamu alaykum. The thing is, we always want to do ihsan. We always want to get more. We want to be closer to Allah. We want to earn more rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can be achieved by saying the full salam. Okay? Here's a mas'ala. Okay? Not mas'ala. We're not talking about food. We're talking about mas'ala. Okay? Mas'ala. Mas'ala is what you put in your food, right? The spices. Okay. إذا انتهى المبتدئ بالسلام عند وبركاته فهل يشرع الزيادة عليها طلبا لظاهر الآية بأحسن منها. So if the person who is responding to the salam, okay, and the salam that was given to him ended with وبركاته, so someone, two people, this person says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This person says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to respond to their salam with what is equal to or better than that. So can I add, and I know some of you asked this question, I didn't respond to it because I know that first of all, we'll take the questions at the end, but also I'm going to answer a lot of your questions as we go along, right? So if I know that we're covering that, I'm just not going to bother answering it because we're getting to it, inshallah. So this person says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This person says, I need to respond by saying, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, or bi ahsana minha. I need to say something better than it. What am I going to say? So this now is the mas'ala, right? The mas'ala. What is the ruling with regards to this? Should someone add to the salam and say something in addition to it, like wa maghfiratu, wa ihsanu, and so on and so forth? Should a person add to it and say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa maghfiratu? Or should the person, you know, what do they say? And here we see, you know, the answer to be that a person should not add anything extra onto the salam after wa barakatuh. Okay? There's no need for anything additional after the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? The barakah of Allah is ziyada. It is extra. When you're asking for the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakah is extras of something. And so that in itself is the extra, okay? And so that's where, subhanAllah, we don't need to add anything more than wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, because the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the extra already that is going to be added on. Be sincere in your response to the salam, and you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward even more. Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhumah. Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhumah, they said, intaha salam ila al-barakatuh. Ila al-baraka. As in, the ending of salam is at the barakah. When you say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Kama dhakar Allahu azza wa jal an salihi ibadih. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about his righteous worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 73 of Surah Hud, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. So they say, who is that? Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. Both of them said, there's no addition after it. There's no need to add anything more, and we should not add anything more after the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah himself says in the Quran, in Surah Hud, verse number 73, وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rahmah and his barakah is upon them. So why would we add something else? Allah doesn't know, or Allah didn't know? No, that's sufficient. That's enough for us. And that's a way, my brothers and sisters, of us having self-discipline and applying self-discipline to ourselves, right? The ability to control ourselves, control our desires. As believers, no doubt, we want to do more. And the more that we can do is by responding with what the Prophet ﷺ taught the Sahaba. You want to get more reward? Say, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's enough. Doing more than what the Prophet ﷺ, or more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, is us thinking we know better than or more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which, wal'iyadu billah, is not the case, right? None of us knows more or better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last part that we'll take for today is كَرَاهَةُ الْإِبْتِدَاءِ بِعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ. How it is disliked to start with عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ instead of السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, right? It's disliked to respond with عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ. Jabir ibn Sulaym al-Hujaymi رضي الله عنه, Sahabi of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقلت عليك السلام. He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, عليك السلام. Upon you be peace. فقال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded to him and said, لا تقل عليك السلام. Don't say عليك السلام. ولكن قل السلام عليكم. Rather, say السلام عليكم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, don't say عليك السلام, say السلام عليكم. Or السلام عليك. And we also see in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقل عليك السلام, do not say عليك السلام, فإن عليك السلام تحية الموتى. Upon you be peace, this is the salam to the dead. That is the salam that is given to those who have already passed away, not to the people who are alive. So the salam that we give is السلام عليكم. Not alayka salam. Okay? And we'll learn more. I know some of you are thinking, okay, what about the response to the non-believer? What are we supposed to say when a non-believer says assalamu alaykum to us? Are we supposed to say the same thing back, or is it a different response? Is there, you know, one response for the believers, one response for the non-believers? You know, what do we do? Be patient. We will get to those topics as we continue along this journey through this chapter, inshallah ta'ala. That's all that we're going to take for today. We'll open it up for questions, inshallah. If anyone has any questions, please type them in now. If you typed a question before and I didn't read it, then please do type in your question again. Just copy and paste it so that I can see it, okay? Is that allowed? So I think, Amir, I answered that right now, right? You know, some people say, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa jannatul, wal jannatu halal wa jahannamul haram. So no, we shouldn't add to it, right? Don't add to it. Okay. You want to make another dua for someone, make another dua for them, but don't add to the salam. Okay, good question. Can replying to someone's salam with a better smile or a better gesture than they presented to us be considered a better reply? Yes. So we are not only rewarded based on our words. We are rewarded based on our actions. So for example, someone enters the class. Right? We're sitting together in my office, right, discussing. Someone knocks on my door and comes in. And they say, Salaamu Alaikum. Can I ask you a question? And, you know, they're nice. They have, you know, a smile on their face. And because I'm busy, I might be like, Alaikum Assalam, what do you want? Right? I'm not showing them kindness, so I'm not going to be rewarded for my behavior. Right? I may actually be sinned because I'm not showing kindness to them. Whereas, the salam itself, yes, would be you know, sufficient in the salam, in the words. But now if you go above and beyond, and that's what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. He used to go above and beyond always, right? Always showing a better example, always trying to teach us what's best to do. So if we say, you know, someone comes, Salaamu Alaikum, can I ask you a question? Say, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? I hope everything is well. I haven't seen you in such a long time. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Really glad to see you. Yes, yes. What is it that you want to know? And I'll be like, I'll be here forever. My wife would never see me anymore if I respond to people that way. Sometimes I need to just be like, no, what do you need? All right, khalas, yalla, we gotta go, we gotta move, right? But yes, if you are nicer, you're putting more effort into it. You're putting more, you're, you know, subhanAllah, here's another example, brother Amir. Amir al-Qulub. Atif bhai. If someone who you had a grudge with, right, you're not on good terms with, comes and says, Salaamu Alaikum. And you think to yourself, oh man, here's this brother again, man. What does he want? This guy's always bothering me, always like irritating me. He's going to come and he's going to tell me something again. He's going to say something that's annoying to me. Let me just respond to him in a way that he knows I never want to hear salam from him again. You think that's right? No. We should respond in a way that this person is like, oh man, he's changed. He's such an amazing person. He may have forgiven me for what happened in the past. So he comes in like, assalamu alaikum. You're like, wa alaikum assalam. Yes, alhamdulillah, how are you? How's everything? How's the family? How are the children? Everything good? Allahu Akbar. Allah yabarik feek. Shaykh barak. Tayyibin, kwayis. Allah yadzik al khayr. Right? And that person would be like, oh, mashallah, I'm in a good mood today, right? So subhanAllah, that's, you know, one of the ways that we can help to fix the hearts of people. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ or أَفَأَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. If you do this thing, right? Should I tell you something that if you do it, and bring love between the hearts, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. So when you give salam, don't give a salam that's rude, give a salam that's nice. Okay? Alrighty. Next time you initiate salam, I'm coming to hug you. After COVID. And after I've given the okay. You know, brothers still keep coming and trying to shake my hand. This brother came in at Jum'ah. Brothers always come, right? Comes in, he's like, oh, assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. And I'm like, just standing there like, sorry, I can't do it. And you know I don't do it. Every Friday you try and shake my hand, I ain't shaking your hand. Right? SubhanAllah. Okay, shaking head. Again, I'm not going to answer questions of things that we're going to still learn about in the chapter, inshallah, okay? Let me see. As we enter our house, which better salam to give? Okay, when you're entering your house, you say salam and give a complete salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala rabbina tawakkalna. Right? Give the best. Always try to give the best. Always do more. Right? Always do more. My wife's going to hold me to this. I know when I come home today, she's going to be waiting to see what kind of salam I give. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Shaykh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I gave you a salam at the beginning, I'll give you a salam at the end. It's very hard for me to keep responding to every single person's salam. What is the best way to give salam to enter an empty house after you come back from work? Okay, I just finished answering that. I give salam, then shake hands, then hug, then beatbox. What about that? Just kidding. Shazit! Allah. So Shazit is a good friend of mine from Malaysia. He's actually the Malaysian champion beatboxer. Alhamdulillah, he's like the best beatboxer in Malaysia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with the best of this dunya and the hereafter. Shazit, do you know how to beatbox salam? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Okay. If non-Muslims say salam, how do we respond? Okay, like I said, we're going to talk about these things as we go along. There's so many topics in this chapter. We'll come across that inshallah ta'ala, okay? Just bear with us, inshallah. Want to say something Sheikh Ala said, but you'll ban me from here. No, don't say it if I'm going to ban you. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahsan bai. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kya le bhai, theek ho? Kya le? I'm just checking to see if there's any message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Akhi Azizi, barakallahu feek, wafakak Allah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah yubarak feek, Allah yajzik al khair, Allah yaftah alayk, Allah yisallim alayk. Call Ilyas Ma'aw to the best beatbox. No. Ilyas is nowhere near Shazit. Shazit is, mashallah, tabarakallah. Okay? He's next level. In fact, if I was to put him on here and he started beatboxing, you guys would be like, whoa, how did you even know this guy? Okay. If someone says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and I reply with just, wa alaikum assalam, am I sinful? Yes, some of the scholars consider that to be a sin. Some of the scholars consider that to be a sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to respond to the salam with what is equal to or better than it. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحِيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the command to respond to the salam with what is better than it or what is similar to it. So yes, some of the scholars consider that to be a sin. Ha ha ha, yes, I know, he is the best, he is the big box, brother Shazid. Not Shazid, Shazid. Shazet, Shazet, that's how he says it, the Malays in Shazet. Me and my son Ahmed saw bro Shazet at Second Twins of Faith. Yes, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Shazet is next level. All right, I think that's it for all of the questions. I don't see any more questions. Jazakumullahu khairan for attending. We'll see all of you. Yes, Ahsanba, you know what? Marwa and Lina were saying earlier. In fact, Lina brought it up. She's like, Shiroz's dad comes on your halaqas in the evening. I always see his name come on there, right? So Marwa and Lina are always asking about Shiroz. And hopefully we get to see you soon, inshallah, inshallah. Okay, the name of the book that I'm teaching. Okay, so I'm using this as a reference, but I will show you the book and the name. It's Arabic, so if you don't know Arabic, it'll be hard for you to understand. Okay, Kitab al-Adab. Okay, and here, Fuad ibn Abd al-Aziz al-Shalhoub. Sheikh Fuad ibn Abd al-Aziz Shalhoub. Okay, that's the book that we're using. For those of you that are here, you want to see it. Kitab al-Adab, Sheikh Fuad, Abdul Aziz Shalhoub. Those of you that are here, there you go. Wallahi barak feek, jazakumullahu khairan. We'll see all of you soon, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. Here's a good question. We'll end with this, inshallah. Someone brought up a very, very good question. What about when someone texts you and says, Assalamu alaikum? Can it be abbreviated? So I always tell myself, we can type so many things. We can sit there and type for hours to people, and we have no issues writing lots and lots of things to them and talking about things. Why is it that we need to abbreviate our salam? One thing that's really weird is, we fall short as Muslims on things that are so easy for us and most important for us to do, okay? So if someone is beginning a message to someone, don't just start with salam. Start with assalamu alaikum, right? Start with assalamu alaikum. And if someone writes to you and says salam, then say what's better than that. Say wa alaikum assalam. Right? Wa alaykum as-salam. And so, those are some of the things that we should do. Like this ilwir, right? I-L-W-I-R. This is this new thing that people started. About a year ago, whenever someone, messages on a group or sends out a message and says so-and-so person passed away, or, someone knows someone who passed away, instead of saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I-L-W-I-R. That's what people write now. Ilwar. Why? What's ilwar? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To ilwar, I say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Why are we even saying that? What's ilwar? Say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say in the Quran, الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إلور. What's إلور? Say إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. I even had one brother write ألف لام واو يا Ra. I was like, what's it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Ameen. One thing I do want to point out with regards to salam on a group. When you message a group and you say, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, tomorrow's Jummah will be at 12:45, for example, or the first Jummah will be at 12:15, 12:45, 1:15, 1:45, 2:15. You don't need 100 people on the group to say wa alaikum assalam. You need one person to respond to the salam. And that person might say it with their tongue. And so sometimes when people message me and I simply respond, and they'll write a whole question out, right? They'll write a question out and they'll be like, "Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, I have this question," and they ask the whole question. And I will respond to the question and be like, "Yes, it's permissible," or "No, it's not permissible based on this." And instead of them even caring about the response, sometimes they say, "Sheikh, fear Allah, you didn't even respond to my salam. How do you know I didn't respond to your salam? When I read salam, I say wa alaykum as-salam. That's what I've trained myself to do. When I see salam, I say wa alaykum as-salam, right? That's what I do. So sometimes I will reply, and I always try to make it a point to reply with wa alaykum as-salam, always, right? However, sometimes due to time or where you are, what I'm doing, sometimes people message me like 30 seconds before the Jumu'ah khutbah is about to begin, and they're asking me a question. "Sheikh, what time is the khutbah live stream going to be?" Right? They'll say, "Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. What time is the Jumu'ah khutbah going to be live streamed?" And it's like 12:14. I'm going to live stream at 12:15. So I just say 12:15 in the message. And I'll get a message back, "Sheikh, fear Allah, you don't even respond to my salam. What kind of Sheikh are you?" Allahu barakhi. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So that's all. Some people will end with this, inshallah. Some people have been asking about my glasses. They're not for reading or anything. These are actually blue light glasses to block. I have three screens in front of me and spotlights. So this is to block the blue light out of my eyes. And I don't know if any of you have been trying this, but I've been trying it for the last like 3 or 4 days. And these are working wonders. They're actually making me feel so much better. My head doesn't hurt. My eyes don't feel like I got punched in the face. So any of you spending a lot of time online in front of screens, get yourself some blue light glasses. These ones are actually super, super cheap and flimsy. I think I need another pair because they're like getting all distorted already. My wife's going to complain, but "You just bought them. What, they're no good? Why'd you buy something that's no good?" But yeah, I made a mistake and I went with the cheapest thing I could find. So yes, you can get blue light glasses, and I encourage every single one of you who's in front of the computer for a long time to get blue light glasses. Well, yes, the salam. ASWRWB. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Okay. We'll speak to all of you soon, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you on Sunday at 8 o'clock for our essential fiqh class. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum.